listener. Let me get the recording going. There we go. We've got the recorder going now. Okay. So I'm just going to double check again. Can you all hear me? Everything okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely. Okay. I'll put you on mute now. So I'm going to get going. I've started the recording. Hello, everyone. I am delighted to be here with you all. So today we're going to unlock your feminine energy so you can get the great relationship you want. And I'm really looking forward to sharing with you what I know works. And I'm going to start with a visualization, and I'm going to do quite a few of these. So please do join in and go with them. They're a fantastic way for you to find out what's going on for you. So keep your eyes open for this and look ahead of you and see in the distance your relationship happy ever after, whatever that might be for you. It might be marriage, or it might be long-term commitment. It might be being blissfully happy with the man you're with now. It might be living in your dream home with a wonderful man by your side. Whatever it is, take a moment now to see it in front of you. Consider what makes it your happy ever after. Is it feeling loved, secure, safe, happy? It might mean adventure, excitement, passion, fantastic sex, companionship. Just take a moment to feel that. And in this telecom, I'm going to explain to you all about feminine energy, and I'm going to give you three simple steps to get you your happy ever after. But first, why am I qualified to talk to you about relationships? Well, I'm a trained and accredited relationship coach. I've been trained by one of the best relationships coaches in the US, Rory Ray. But most importantly, much more important than my qualification, is my own personal story. In the past, I've had a string of unsuccessful relationships with men. My own personal pattern was to attract men that were full on in the beginning. The relationships were passionate to start with, and then they would just fizzle out after a few weeks or months. And the worst bit was I wouldn't be able to let them go from my heart. It felt like I was attached to them somehow, and I just couldn't break the connection. And this meant that I'd stay in this fantasy that they would come back to me. And of course, eventually, I'd start dating again. And even when the next man seemed different than the last one, the same thing would happen again. And I lost years in this cycle. And then I discovered my feminine energy, and that's completely changed my relationships with men. And it's also changed my relationship with myself. I've gone from being critical of myself and blaming myself for what went wrong in my relationships to feeling confident and comfortable around men, with clarity around what I want and what I don't want and how to get that for myself. I can really feel my own inner power. Now, if you're single, are you worried about where to start with dating, or have you been dating and just not attracting good men? How does that feel? What are you doing? Are you going on the internet dating sites and feeling constant disappointment? Are you frozen with fear at the thought of meeting men? Do you feel like giving up? Or do you find yourself sending emails to men that you're not even interested in, hoping to get something back? How would it feel if when you logged onto the dating site, there were lots of emails from interesting and attractive men all wanting to hear back from you? How would it feel if dates were fun and exciting? You felt pursued and wanted. Men came up to you and started conversations with you, complimenting you. And imagine, and this is going to work for everyone, that in front of you are hundreds of men. Picture that. Men of all nationalities, all shapes and sizes, and they're all smiling at you. They all have something they are offering you. Just imagine that now. They've got flowers. They're offering a trip to the theatre, jewellery, weekend away in a beautiful cottage, dinner in your favourite restaurant. Turn around now and see another 100 men behind you. All these men want to spend time with you and make you happy. Now see them coming closer to you, reaching out to you. How does that feel? You might be feeling wonderful, excited, scared. You might be feeling all those things, and that's normal. If you're feeling scared and feeling like you want to run away, this is your fear of intimacy. We talk about men having a fear of intimacy and commitment, but in my experience, most of us women are just, if not more, fearful of intimacy and commitment. We say we want men to make us happy and to give us everything we want, and yet at the same time we feel scared and want to run away, or we push men away. So perhaps now jot down what that brought up for you, that image of those 100 men. Now, for those of you in a relationship, is it where you want to be? Is it at your happy ever after? Maybe it's fizzling out after a few months, or you're married and all the passion has gone. It's just work and family. Maybe there's lots of arguments, or maybe there's no communication at all. You're like two strangers. Now, picture your man in front of you now. If you don't have a man in your life right now, imagine a man in front of you. What is he doing? How do you feel? Are you feeling disappointed, excited, frightened, angry? Or have you shut down and feel nothing? What do you want to do? Do you want to shake him? Do you want to hug him? Do you want to make him listen? Make him do what you want him to do? So go on now. I want you to grab him. I want you to grab his shirt. Now actually do this. Do it now. Lift your arms up and grab hold of his shirt by your fists. Really tight. Feel the material straining under your fingers. Shake your fists. You want his attention. Feel how tight your fists are. What is he doing? Is he pulling away? Trying to get free? Go on, grab him even harder. Now let go. Let your arms drop to your sides. Lean back. Lean right back and breathe. How does that feel? Look at him. What is he doing? Now, I want you to grab his shirt again. Go on, lean forward and grab it. And this time, look at your fists. See that they are in front of your body. How can he get to you when your fists are a barrier between you? In fact, see how your fists are actually pushing him away. Now tighten your fists, feel the material ripping, notice how it feels, and now let go again. Drop your arms again, lean back, take a deep breath and let your shoulders drop. And notice what it felt like between when you were grabbing his shirt and when you let go. And again, perhaps you want to jot down what it was you noticed. Pulling and grabbing at our men, whether it's physically or in what we say to them, will make them want to pull away. Now imagine now he's stood right in front of you and saying everything you want to hear, and he's doing everything you want him to do. I wonder how many of you feel wonderful. And I wonder how many of you feel scared. When we're grabbing at our man, trying to get him to do something, when we're willing a man to email us back on the dating site, when we suggest where we want him to take us, remind him to empty the dishwasher, beg him to come with us to look at something, whenever we want something to happen, we are in our masculine energy. And I don't know if all of you have got your slides. I'm going to just show you now. Masculine energy. Slides should have changed now. Masculine energy is all about, you can see it on there now, doing. It's planning. It's giving. It's all about action. And feminine energy is the opposite. It's all about feeling, receiving, intuition, instinct. It's all about being. Now, masculine and feminine energy is in all of us, both men and women. They're not gender specific, and we need both. The problem is, most of us women are never in our feminine energy. We're always in our masculine energy. Now, most organisations that we work in operate in a masculine way. So when we're in work, we are naturally in our masculine energy. We are doing, planning, organising. To run our homes and look after our children, most of us are in our masculine energy. And around us, our friends and our family, they're all in their masculine energy too, for the same reasons. And we've got so used to being in that masculine energy. We do, we fix, and we give. When things in our relationship are not going well, we try to fix what's wrong. We believe that we need to give more. We need to try harder. We think we're not doing enough. We think if we're kinder, easier to be around, thinner, smarter, more fun, more generous, we'll fix what's wrong and we'll get what we want. And I can tell you, none of those things will fix your relationship or inspire a man to want to fall deeply in love with you. What makes a man fall in love with us is when he can see right inside us, warts and all, and he can feel what it is we are feeling. When he sees that we accept ourselves, every bit of us, and knows we accept him, every bit of him, unconditionally, that's when he falls in love. I'm going to demonstrate now the difference in what it feels like to be in masculine and feminine energy. So imagine in front of you is an enormous wooden water wheel. You know, one of those water wheels that are beside a river, you know, where the wheel scoops up water from the river as it turns. Now imagine the wheel is turning away from you, and on the other side of the wheel is your man. And again, if you're not with a man right now, pick a man from your past. Now, as well as collecting water, this wheel is also scooping up everything you do for your relationship, for your man, and carrying it over the wheel and pouring it over the man on the other side. All the things you do for your man, the little treats you buy him, the love you give him, the neck rubs, the attention, the effort, the suggestions, the advice, everything you do to make your relationship better is being collected from you and pouring over him with little dribbles of water coming back to you. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound how it is in your relationship? How does it feel to be doing all the giving? Now, let's change the direction the wheel is turning. So it's now turning towards you. Now this time, everything is coming from him and pouring over you. You're being drenched. Open the palms of your hands and bathe in all the love and attention and care and adoration that is flowing over the wheel from him towards you. And see the dribbles are going back to him. How does it feel to just be receiving? When we're giving, when we're trying, when we're initiating, we are in our masculine energy. When we're receiving, when we are feeling, when we're in the moment, we're in our feminine energy. Now, most women don't want to be doing in their relationship. Even women who are very comfortable in their masculine energy at work and are very successful and ambitious, most of them do not want to be the one doing in their relationship. And I know this from the many women I've coached. They want their man to give to them, to take the initiative in the relationship, to romance them and love them, to be strong and decisive, to take the lead, so they can be a feminine, adored woman. They want to be in their feminine energy. And what is wonderful to know, and the great news is, that men want to be doing in the relationship. Certainly the good men do. And I'm glad to say that that is most men. They want to lead. They want to give. They want to provide. They want to make you happy. And they want to be in their masculine energy. Just consider how men and women speak about their partners. How do you speak about men to your girlfriend? Do you complain about what your man is not doing, or tell them what great things he is doing. You see, it's usually about what our men are or are not doing. We're rarely talking about what we're not doing in the relationship. Whereas men, when they talk, they'll be focused on what they're doing. And they'll say things like, I just can't seem to make her happy. And I can't seem to do anything right. Does that sound familiar? Have you heard that before? And can you hear the difference? Men know their job is to make you happy and do things. And that's what they want to do. And they want to do it right. And this is where the confusion lies. If we women are in our masculine energy, trying to drive and control the relationship, it's going to conflict with the man's need to take that role, to do their job, and it will push our men away. Now, I want to clarify something before we go any further. Feminine energy is not about being submissive. Feminine energy is strong and powerful. The way I look at it is this. A woman in her feminine energy is shining the light on where she wants the relationship to go, and the man in his masculine energy is taking her hand and leading them both there. So let me say that again. Imagine yourself shining the light on where you want your relationship to go, and your man is taking your hand and leading you both there. Feminine energy expresses what you want, what you don't want, and where you want to go without doing anything. So how do we do that? The bit about without doing anything. And that's what the first step of my three steps is all about. So step number one. In this first step, there are three rules. And the first rule, I want you to stop doing everything and anything you currently do in your relationship. So that means stop trying to control your relationship, your man, and what happens. This is masculine energy. And I use the word trying to control deliberately because we can't control our relationships, our men, or what happens. We can push and manipulate and force things, and we might get what we want for a short time. For example, we can go on at him to take out the bins or complain that he doesn't pay us a compliment. And he may take out the bins a couple of times without being asked. And he might pay you a compliment, but he won't last if he hasn't felt inspired to do those things himself. If you're single, trying to control what happens would look like approaching a man in any way, you know, saying anything like, hi, haven't we met before? Inviting a man anywhere, offering your phone number before he asks, even looking for a pen to write your number down, driving him, meeting him anywhere other than on a first date, organizing or suggesting a date. So that's the first rule. Stop doing everything and anything you currently do. So the second rule, I want you to stop saying anything that involves telling, suggesting, advising, or coaxing. So that would sound like, I think you should go and see your boss. I wish you'd pick up after yourself. Oh, go on, let's go to that new restaurant. No matter how much you dress it up with a sweet smile, it will feel like control and manipulation to a man, and it will sound mothering to him. And the third rule is, I want you to stop yourself before you make him wrong. Now, be aware of using sentences with the word you in it. And before you do, check if you're about to make him wrong. So that would sound like, you're late again. How come you've done that? It's all wrong. You've hurt me. All of these things make him wrong. And whilst they might be true, saying it in this way will probably put him on the defensive and make him want to fight back and push him away. So stopping will get your man's attention. It will get a new man's attention too. And stopping these things will eliminate so many of your conflicts that there will be space for new, better, happier, more authentic communication. And that's what step three is all about, which I'll come to in just a minute. If you follow these three rules, I guarantee you it will change everything and you will see amazing results immediately. A client of mine recently had started to recognize how much she tried to control everything in her relationship. And her and her husband were planning a trip. Now, in the past, she'd end up taking over any planning because he didn't do it right. She didn't want to have to do the planning. She'd much rather he did it as long as he was doing it her way. And we talked about her stopping, letting go of it being done in her way. And she agreed to give it a try. She leant back. She told her husband that she appreciated that he was putting the trip together. And she looked forward to hearing about what he'd planned. And she was surprised at herself when he went through what he'd organised and found that he'd actually done a good job. It wasn't perfect, but it was good enough. And she realised in the past she'd been looking for what was wrong with what he'd done. And this time she didn't focus on that. And after they'd gone through the plan for the trip, she thanked him. She said he then jumped up, opened the fridge door, and said he was thinking of doing pizza and salad for dinner, and would that be okay for her? Now, this was the bit that amazed her. This was the first time in 5 years of marriage that he had ever offered to cook dinner. And I talked about before a man needing to feel inspired to step up and take the lead. And here is a great example of that happening. My client's husband, having been appreciated for what he had done, had felt inspired to provide dinner for her. So, if we're going to stop trying to control our relationship and our men, what the heck do we do instead? Well, like my client did, we lean back, we appreciate and thank our men, and we watch what happens next. One of my best friends is a guy who has just started a new relationship. And when we were speaking the other day, he told me that his new girlfriend's birthday was coming up. They'd only been seeing each other a few weeks and he wanted to do something nice for her, but he didn't want her to feel overwhelmed. Now, he'd already spent hours putting together a mixed CD for her and was packing a stocking with lots of things that she'd mentioned she'd like. I believe there was lemon curd in there, a book by a favourite author, and I think some chocolates she'd said she liked. He said he was feeling worried that he'd gone over the top and he'd made a fool of himself. When we spoke after her birthday, he said how, and I quote him, how he had made it all worthwhile and how he felt on cloud nine when she'd thanked him and appreciated what he'd done, telling him it was one of the best birthdays she'd ever had. That was everything he needed, nothing more. Men will go to extraordinary lengths just for a thank you and to feel appreciated. Now, this is a fantastic exercise to see clearly whether you're in feminine or masculine energy. So, imagine you're in a small wooden rowing boat on a lake. You're sat opposite your man with a set of oars between you. If you're not with a man right now, imagine the last guy you were with. It's a beautiful sunny day. And just look at the shoreline ahead and imagine the shoreline is your happy ever after. So who is rowing the boat? Is it you or is it your man? How does that feel? If it's you rowing, go on, actually do it now. Row the boat. I know this sounds really weird, but I want you to physically get hold of those oars and row. I want you to row hard towards that shore. And notice what he's doing. I want you to row. Go on, really row. Now I want you to put down the oars. Just lay them down between you and move your hands away. How does that feel? And again, notice what he's doing. Now, all of you, I want you to lean back in the boat. Imagine that there are lots of gorgeous, sumptuous cushions behind you for you to sink right back into. Imagine there's a beautiful parasol clipped to the side of the boat that's casting lovely shade over you. Now drape your arm over the boat and let your fingers skim the warm water. Look at your man and smile at him. How does that feel? How does it feel to have let go and stopped? This is what feminine energy feels like. Notice what he's doing. Has he picked up the oars? Is he doing nothing? Is he still rowing? When you put the oars down, you cannot know whether your man will pick up the oars. But what's for sure, though, is as long as you have the oars in your hands, he can't row the boat. And this is what is happening in so many of our relationships. We are the ones rowing. Most men want to be rowing, but they can't if the oars aren't there for them to pick up. And you know, if he doesn't pick them up, then you know. So that's our first step, to stop and see what happens. This will get a man's attention and it will create space for better communication and inspire him to step up, especially if we show appreciation for what he does. Now the second step is about turning the focus away from the man in your life or the man you want in your life and turning the focus entirely on you. So step two is called turn the focus on you. When we focus on a man, trying to please him, trying to figure out what he's thinking, trying to make him do what we want, we lose sight of ourselves. We lose sight of what we need, what we want, and how we feel. For men to be able to make us happy, we need to know first what it is we need. Men love emotions. I'll say that again. Men love emotions, and they love when we connect to our emotions and they can see them. And have you always thought that men hate it when we're emotional? I certainly always thought that. And that's because we've got confused between drama and emotions. Men don't like drama. Now, drama to a man is when he can sense there's something wrong, and when he asks us, we say everything's fine. You know exactly what I mean when I'm saying that. We all do it. Men can see through our fake smiles. They can sense that we aren't being honest, and that feels like drama to a man. Men like things straightforward and clear. You only have to listen to how they talk to each other. And more than that, they love it when we feel and express our emotions in a way that does not make him wrong. They want to share in our good feelings to make us feel better. They want to solve the problem. They want to make us happy. They want to just dive into our emotions. Our feelings, our emotions are like a magnet to them. They draw men in. And I had this shown to me really brutally. On a first date a few years ago, I cried in front of my date. So this is my first date with a guy, and I cried. Something distressing had happened to me on the way to the date, something I didn't want to discuss with him. And as we sat there having a coffee, I started to feel these tears welling up inside me, and then they started pouring down my cheeks. And nothing like this had ever happened to me before. I just sat there crying. He asked if I was okay, and I said, I feel sad. I didn't say anything else. Now, I expected that he would be uncomfortable and want to leave. Instead, he asked me what he could do, and he checked with me whether I wanted to leave. I said I didn't want to leave. I just sat there. And I could feel that he wanted to jump over the table and hold me. He asked me if I'd like another coffee, to go for a walk, or go for some lunch. He was not put off. He asked me out again for another date. And that was a big lesson for me. Now, I'm not proposing for 1 minute that you cry on your first date. that was extreme. Although I will say it was completely authentic in that moment. And that's where our power is. It's in our emotions. When we connect with our feminine energy, we go to where our emotions and our feelings are. But the thing is, we don't want to. We fight our emotions, particularly the ones we perceive as negative. We don't want to feel our anger and our fear, so we squash them down and hide them away. So now let's go a bit deeper into this focusing on you. So go back, you're back in that boat. Lean back even further into the cushions. If you sat down in your chair now, go and lean right back in your chair. Now I'm going to do this with you. I want you to take a deep breath. I want you to take that breath into your shoulders. And as you breathe out, let your shoulders drop. Let your arms feel heavy and soft. Now take a breath into your belly. And as you breathe out, let any tension melt from inside your belly. Let your hips and your thighs sink into the chair, into those cushions in the boat. Put your feet firmly on the ground. How does that feel? And notice any tension in your body. Notice any feelings that come up or sensations in your body. You might notice, I don't know, some sadness. You might feel like giggling. I know I can feel a pain in my shoulder and I can really connect to some sadness. You might feel awkward. You might feel nothing. Whatever comes up, feel it. Just accept it, sink into it. If you're feeling yourself shutting down, feel that too. And look at your man opposite you in the boat whilst you are feeling those emotions. I'll give you a moment. Let him see that emotion on your face. And just notice. I'm going to tell you now why it will make all the difference when you feel your feelings and stop fighting them. These feelings aren't going to go away, no matter how much you fight them and squash them down. They are running us. The thing is, our feelings don't want to run us. They just want to be free and to be heard. If we feel them and listen to them, they will just melt away. The problem is we're frightened of our fear and our rage. Frightened of what those emotions might lead to. And the irony is that when we fight them, they're more likely to pop out at the wrong time in an inappropriate way where we have no chance of stopping them. You know, when we start screaming at the driver in the car in front or at the poor shop assistant or at our kids. Whereas when we allow ourselves to feel them, they lose their power and melt away. They are just feelings. And the feelings we don't want to feel, like shame and guilt and jealousy, they live next to all the good feeling feelings, like bliss and happiness and joy. So if we squash in our fear and our shame, then we're also squashing our bliss and our joy. So that is step two. Turn the focus on you. Our feelings and our emotions are like a magnet to men. They draw them in. It connects him on a deep level with you. And so to step number three, which is speak from your feelings. Let me just bring that slide up. So we've talked about stopping. And we've talked about stopping ourselves, saying anything that tries to control our relationship, our man, or what happens. We also talked about not making him wrong. And I said earlier that once we stop doing all these things, we will open up space for new, better, happier, more authentic communication. And we do this by speaking from our feelings, the feelings we've just started to notice and feel from step two. So speaking from our feelings sounds like I feel, I'm feeling, it felt. I want, I don't want. What do you think? Now that first bit, I feel, it felt, and feeling, is expressing what it is that you feel. So I feel sad. I'm feeling confused. It felt frustrating. And as we just did in the boat, I want you to start to notice your feelings. Put names to them. Fear, happy, confused, stupid, disappointed. It might be, to start with, that you just feel sensations in your body. And so you might say, I feel jittery. I'm feeling all knotted up. There is no need to explain why you're feeling like that. Often I don't even know why I'm feeling what I'm feeling, unless it's appropriate to add some context. Now, what you want to avoid, and we talked about before, is making him wrong. And one of the indicators for that is if you use the word that. So it would sound like, I feel angry that you went to the pub without me. The word that will often lead into a criticism. And all he will hear is that he's done something wrong and will probably come back defensively, which is not what you want. The other indicator that you might be going to make him wrong, and we talked about this before, is using the word you. So again, you will probably be followed with something he's done wrong. And that would sound like, I feel frustrated when you spend so long watching the TV. Now, if you need to put some context, it might sound like, I feel frustrated when I'm sat on my own in the evening. Next, tell him what it is you want or what you don't want. Again, it's key to avoid you. This is not about, I want you to take out the bins. I don't want you to be late. So an example of what it might look like would be, I feel frustrated when I see the bin overflowing. I don't want the smell to go through the house. What do you think? Or, I feel embarrassed when we're late to meet my friends. I don't want to be late if we can help it. What do you think we could do? Or, I feel all churned up when I watch a horror film. It would feel great to see a comedy next time. What do you think? You are saying how you feel, which will draw a man's attention to you. You are being clear and straightforward about what you want or don't want, and he will hear that. You are then asking him to find a solution, which is all about the masculine and gives him an opportunity to solve the problem. So that's step number 3, and your final step, speak from your feelings. By doing this, a man will hear you, will understand what you want or don't want, and will be inspired to step up. So we've covered the 3 steps to unlocking your feminine energy to get the great relationship you want. Step 1, stop. Step 2, turn the focus on you. And step 3, speak from your feelings. Now, I'd love to answer any questions you might have. On the web call, you can raise your hand by clicking on the hand icon on the screen, or if you're on the phone, by pressing *2 on your dial pad. If any of you are in listen-only mode and you would like to come on and ask a question, then please, you can dial out and just join by web call or dial in on the phone. I'll open up your line and we can talk. If you don't want to be on the recording, you can type me your question in the question and answer box below the slides. And if you just put your first name, and then I'll know who it is and I'll read it out and answer it. But please know that the recording of this call will only be sent to those that have registered, and it will never be heard or played in any other capacity. And I won't use anyone's surname. And if there's anyone that would like me to help them with their particular situation, again, raise your hand or dial *2 and I'll open you up. I'm going to be here as long as you guys want to work with me. And also, you'll see a button on your screen to book a private free consultation with me. So if you'd prefer to do that, you can do that now. Just click on the button, enter your details, and I'll be in touch tomorrow to set that up with you. Okay, so Let's see what we've got. Let's see what anybody got any questions? Let's have a look at the just got to move around some of the. Hi, Lisa. Yeah, I can see you've. Oh, thank you very much for that. That's fantastic. Just letting us know how you feel about things. Okay. Let me just. Naomi, I'm just going to open you up. Hi, Naomi.
Hi, hello. Hi, Michelle.
Hi. What can I help with?
My question is I often find myself being very critical and probably in that masculine energy. And my question is, how do we backtrack from that? So I can be very critical and then I feel guilty and ashamed of myself. And my husband's very forgiving and we kind of seem like we forget about it. But how do you backtrack from that to come back into that feminine energy again?
Yeah, that's a really fantastic question. I think there's kind of three bits to this for me. The first thing is stop beating yourself up. And that's really, really important. And it's one of the things we do all the time. And you can say to yourself, Michelle won't let me beat myself up, if that helps. And you can just start that from now. How does that sound, Naomi? Just stop beating yourself up.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, because we, you know, this is practice and it's baby step, baby step. And you're going to slip sometimes and that's absolutely fine. Just do not beat yourself up. Because one of the wonderful things about this is that men forget all that they need. And you just expressed that, you know, as soon as you're in your feminine energy, everything's great. It's like it all got forgotten. Is that right?
Yeah, I suppose so. But I still remember, and I sometimes think I need to, I don't know, make it better somehow, or acknowledge that maybe I was a bit horrid.
So how would you do that, Naomi? What would you normally do? What have you done in the past when that's happened?
Maybe just not say anything, but think that I ought to.
So how would that look like? Let's put him in front of you now. Put him in front of you and give me an example of what you might have done.
Oh, I might have criticised him for something or, you know, made spiky remarks about maybe him not doing something or.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's been the reaction from him? What does he normally do? What's he doing now? Just criticised him. What can you see him doing?
Just looking fed up.
Yeah. And what?
Yeah.
What is it you want to do?
What do I want to do? I just want to shake him and say, "Stand up for yourself," you know, or tell me what you want, or tell me, you know. Yeah.
Well, go on, do that now. Did you do that before when we did the grab the shirt?
Yeah, I did.
Grab hold of him now. Give him a really good shake and tell him, say, come on, get a backbone. Go on, mm-hmm. Say that to him now. Grab hold of him.
Mm-hmm.
What's he doing while you're grabbing hold of him?
He's looking a bit scared. he's looking scared and he's looking, yeah, like he just wants me to stop, like he's going to start pushing me away in a minute.
Okay. So let go. Just let go of him. Now, take a step back. Just on one foot, just take a step back and lean back. Drop your shoulders. How does that feel now you've let go of him?
Yeah, it feels good.
What's he doing now?
He's just looking at me. He looks relieved I'm not being horrible. And he's just kind of giving me a bit of a smile.
Yeah. And that's how quick it can work for a man. It doesn't take more than just that space you've given him. He's immediately in that space. And it takes no time at all before he's forgotten what happened. He just wants to be in that space. Is there anything you want to say to him?
The first thing that springs to mind is just, oh, sorry, I was so critical.
How does it feel to have been critical?
It just feels horrible. I just feel horrible because I don't think I'd be that forgiving if he was really critical of me.
You're very much beating yourself up here. Okay, and I want you to just lean back and immediately just do this now. I radically accept that I've just criticised him. Just say that now.
Okay. I radically accept that I've just criticised him.
How does that feel?
Yeah, it feels okay. Still part of me wants to kind of apologise and make it better.
Before you apologise to him, I just want you to really smother some love on that feeling of having that horrible feeling of having criticised them. I want you to just really, really pour some love on that. What you want to create here in this space is warmth as well. While you're criticising yourself, because that's what you're doing now, you're beating yourself up for that criticism, he can feel that. You can feel that whatever goes with that, that disappointment, that anger you're feeling. And what he wants to feel and what you want to create is that warmth. And until you can let go of that criticism of yourself, he's not going to feel that warmth. So I want you to pour that love out. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Now look at him. What is it you want to say? Tell him how you feel.
I feel more relaxed now. It felt horrible criticizing you. I feel horrible criticising you.
Yeah, gosh, I can feel that. I can really feel that there's a real softness around that now rather than the harsh criticism. Do you feel that?
Yeah, I do actually. It feels different to me.
Okay. What else do you want to say to
me? Nothing really. It just feels fine.
What about just look at him now and say thank you?
Thank you.
How does that feel?
Yeah, that feels really nice.
Okay. Well done.
Thank you.
Is there anything else, Naomi?
No, I think that's all. That was what was most present in my mind.
I think the really key thing is here about, and this was a fantastic question, Amy, is about not beating ourselves up. It's so important to let go of that because that keeps us stuck. And one of the ways to do that is accept what we've done. Just accept it so that we can move forward. And once we accept it, we can create that warmth in that space between you and him. And once you accept how you feel, quite often you won't need to express anything to him after that because you've the criticism you've felt is gone. And be assured that men just forget. It doesn't take, it can, the worst situation that you are in with a guy can turn around very, very quickly. Just by doing what we've talked about today and stopping and just expressing how we feel. That's really good, Naomi. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you. I'll put you back on mute, Naomi. Okay, let me have a look. Let's see if we've got any more. Oh, we've got a few questions coming here. We've got one from Dawn. Even though it's hard to stop rowing because I want to be in control, I always have to push myself to remember to shine the light and remember how good it feels when someone does something for you that you ultimately want. I have to remember I want to dance with someone, but when I want, I can do the odd solo number and that is okay too. Tell Naomi she's brave making the step and it's really worth. Tell her thank you. There you go, that was for you, Naomi. That's fantastic, Dawn. And it is, it's practice. And what happens over time is it becomes much more natural and we do it much more instinctively. And quite often, I mean, I often now forget that I'm in my feminine energy so much of the time. And it's only when I slip into masculine energy at times that it reminds me. And I think for me that is a beautiful analogy, the shining the light and remembering how good it feels for someone to do something for you. Thanks very much for that, Dawn. That's lovely. I've got one from Penny. You've covered a lot of amazing stuff this evening. It's quite a lot to take in. Is there one thing you would suggest trying to do as from now rather than trying to tackle it all? What's the first best step to take? That is a fantastic question, Penny. And I am aware that I've given you loads of stuff, but that's going to be the beauty because you're going to be able to keep this recording and you can go over it. And what I would suggest is you, I deliberately did these steps in three stages. And the first one is the most important one, the stopping. I mean, as the example I gave you from that client about the planning the trip, all that was involved in that was stopping. Stopping, wanting to control what happens. So that would be my number one key thing to start with. And for many of us, that is the hardest first step, but it has the most amazing results. So from now, it's all about stopping and just stepping back. A wonderful way of doing this is to put yourself in the position. So I did this quite a bit with you today when you were in the boat, the leaning back. Do this stood up as well. So if you're in a situation where you can do this with work, you can do this with your family, you can do it with everybody. Just put yourself, when you can feel yourself leaning forward, being masculine, trying to do, just step back, or if you sat down, lean back. But step back, just put one foot behind you just so that you can balance yourself and just take a breath and notice what's going on in your body. And all of that, just that simple action alone, will start to drop you into feminine energy and take you out of masculine energy. And the fact that you're concentrating on what's going on in your body, it will take you out of your head, out of your thoughts and into your body. And all of that is filling your time. By concentrating on what's going on in your body, you're not doing anymore. You're just being. And then start to notice what is going on around you and with the people around you. And you will start to notice that people will step forward. The next time you are out and you meet a friend, don't be the first one to say, hello, how are you? Just take a breath and just lean back and just let them come to you. Let them fill that space and say hello and see how that feels in your feminine energy. You'll start to notice people coming to you. I hope that's answered your question. Number one, stop. And just practice it. Just keep practicing it and reminding yourself to do it. And what happens is once you start doing it and you start seeing the results, you'll want to do it more and more. And then move on to number two, focusing on your feelings and start to name in your feelings and starting to own those and experience what they're like. And then three is how to then communicate and how to talk to men and everybody. Do use this with everybody. Okay, I've got one from Lisa as well. Another question. Thanks for that question, Penny. Lisa, when you say don't even offer your phone number, what if he doesn't ask for it, but he has given you his on an online dating site? Can you give him yours, since we know we are not the one to move forward and call? And I know firsthand that I no longer want to chase any man anymore. Fantastic question, Lisa. Yeah, absolutely. If he's given you his number, absolutely. It's about then offering your, giving him your number back. And there's a number of ways you can do that. You can say, oh, you know, thank you so much for your number. I feel excited about having a chat with you. I'm an old-fashioned girl. It feels really nice when a guy calls me. So here's my number, and I'm going to look forward to hearing from you. So absolutely, yes. Once he's offered his number, it's then give him your number back. And you're absolutely right. What we want to avoid here is going into masculine energy, because once we go into masculine energy, that's when it feels uncomfortable. That's when our frustration starts to build. A really good thing to think about is the level of frustration you feel is directly proportional to the amount of effort that you've put in. So you will know if you have stopped and you are leaning back and you are in your feminine energy, because you won't feel frustrated. When there's a level of frustration, it's because of the amount that you're doing. So that's the focus on all of this. So if it feels minimum effort, then do it. If it means that it's a lot of effort, don't do it. Just lean back. But you've got to help the guy. So this is a really great one around dating. You've got to help the guy as well. Don't make it difficult for him. You know, this isn't a test. It's not, you know, to see how much he's going to, you know, the hoops he's got to go through. It's not about that. It's about being open, making him know that you're interested and you're keen. I'd feel great. Oh, I feel excited about our date. It feels, I can't wait to speak to you. It's all that stuff that will make them inspired. It's that thanking and appreciating them, which, you know, I talked about my close friend having done that gift for his girlfriend. He was so happy because she'd thanked him and appreciated him. So that's enough. That's enough to give a guy. That is fantastic questions. I hope I'm answering them. If I'm not, come back with another one, please do. We've got another one now from, Lisa again. Can you explain shining the light more? What does that look like in a practical sense? Again, that's a really good question. So the analogy was, in our feminine energy, we can see ourselves as shining the light on where it is we want to go, so that then our men in their masculine energy can take our hand and lead us there. So in a practical sense, it's literally what we've just been talking about, Lisa. So it's expressing what it is, you know, your interest in them. You know, just the fact that you're on a dating site and your profile says, that is shining the light. So if your profile says, you know, I really am serious about getting married, having a long-term relationship, sharing my love with someone, whatever it is that's in your profile, that is you shining your light. That is you saying to a man, this is where I want to get to. You can almost picture yourself with a torch in your hand, you know, shining that light. You're making it easy for him to see where it is you want to go. And it's being able to tell him. You know, it's so important to tell guys what you want and what you don't want. That, again, is shining the light. You know, I don't, you know, on a smaller scale, I don't want to go and watch, you know, I don't want to watch horror films. I want to watch comedies, I want to watch dramas, I want to watch romantic comedies. That is you expressing what it is you want and what you don't want. That is the same, that is shining that light. I'm trying to think of some more examples of what shining the light might be like from a dating perspective. It would be, you know, if the guy says to you, I'd really like to take you out, what would you like to do? And I know sometimes that can feel really frustrating, and the temptation to move into masculine energy there, you know, feeling the pressure to organise a date, which of course you don't want to do. But he needs a bit of light. He needs something to help him know where you want to go to. So you say, oh, it just feels great to be with you, to spend time with you. It feels great just to have a walk in the park, maybe have a stroll in the forest. It feels great to go and have a wander around the new exhibition that's on. You're giving him ideas, you're shining the light so that he can see where it is that you would want to go, and then he will then take the lead in organising that. So that's what you're looking for, him then going away and organising those dates for you. So I hope that's helped. Let me see, is there anything else? Just check if I've got any more hands come up. No, that's great. If there's any more questions, do you want to put them through now? Just wait another couple of minutes and see if any more come through. Do you know, this has been so lovely to deliver this presentation, and thank you so much for your feedback on it. It looks like that might be. I'll just give it another minute. And one of the things that would be great for any of you, if there's anything, you know, I'm thinking of, I want to do some more of these teleclasses. If there's any particular areas you'd like me to cover on a teleclass, just contact me. You've got on my website, which is michellemanleycoaching.com, there's a box on there, contact form, and just write to me. Let me know what's going on for you. After this teleclass, let me know what it felt like when we did some of those exercises. Let me have any of your questions that you know might come up over the next couple of days. Let me know how you're getting on. I'm really interested. I'm really passionate about how this works for us women. Okay, it looks like we've probably done all the questions. I'll just double check again. So I shall sign off now. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's been an absolute pleasure. I'm going to join up to switch off the recording now as we speak. And so actually, when we finish totally and you hang up, if you go back to the link that was in the original email, you'll be able to immediately see